Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a mom and a wife and a reader, and I managed a subscription box and boutique as my full-time job. And that's about it. I work in the book world now.
I love this. So what was the transition like to work in the book world? Because you were a content creator, and then you also were working full-time and being a mom and doing all the things. And so transitioning now to doing the book world, like, what was that like?
Yeah. So I worked in tech for about 20 years at the same company that my husband works for. And Bookstagram has always been my hobby. And making friends with people in the book community has basically led to my career change. One of my best friends is the owner of the company that I work for. And it just started out as like an influencer thing. And then they needed help with an event and I was able to volunteer for that. And then it just turned into customer service. And now it was, why don't you quit your job and work for us? I don't want to say it fell into my lap. There was definitely a progression there, but yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah. I think sometimes when we do career changes, there's different ways to approach it. One is you can try it out, send your resume and talk about it. But a lot of times it's networking, like talking to people, like doing sometimes free labor or low cost labor to get to know the person, prove yourself right. And to that place, like I landed my career, I've done three career changes. And the last career that I landed was through a temp. I temp a bunch of places, like that was what I was doing. And I got to prove myself worth. But I know a lot of people who have been networking, who have been like building relationships with and have gone to the place where they are, like finding a job, finding opportunities. And so it's a mix of you have to put yourself out there. You can't just wish it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If it's something you want, you definitely need to put yourself out there and network and someone will take notice for sure.
Yeah. And it's not just networking. It's also relationship building. It's like making friends and just giving. It's an even exchange, just showing up and do what you need, how you can support the other person, how they can support you. It's like this opportunity. So it's definitely a fun thing. Like I actually can say, like, I've been involved in the book world for 7 years and it's been a lot of roots relationship building. It's not just like I need to have this book or I need to have this opportunity.
Right.
It's been like it's getting sliding in someone's DMs and talking to that person and reaching out and being a nice human being actually helps you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Responding to people. And it's so funny, I think, with so many of us in whatever niche we're in, if it's Bookstagram or people that have hobbies and things like that on Instagram, so many people just make great friends that way.
Yeah.
We're in such a different time that so many of our best friends live on our phones, basically.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily know them in real life, but we can confide in them. And the relationship building is a huge factor. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I love this. Thank you for sharing some of your tips and congratulations on career pivoting.
Thank you.
And talk to us about Orange Theory, because you've been like an Orange Theory aficionado. Like you have had a great transformation, but that's not even the point. The point is that you have committed yourself to showing off for yourself and showing off for your health and like doing Orange Theory as something that you do, because I've seen you travel and I've seen you go into Orange Theory, which actually do, if you have a membership, they allow you to go to different franchises, which is like a pretty cool thing about Orange Theory that other studios don't have. Yeah.
So I always One, I mean, growing up, I was always active in sports, health, or my priorities shifted once I became a mom. And then I think once I turned 40, I was like, I need to prioritize myself. I need to make sure I am here for the long run. And Orange Theory is kind of expensive. It was always a little bit far away and not really close enough for me to make a commitment. But one opened by my house and I signed up, never taking a class. And then I just kept going. And it has really become a huge part of my life. I never thought I would be like an Orange Theory person or this type of fitness person.
Yeah.
But it has made a huge impact in my mindset, in my health and well-being. And it's not about like the number on the scale. It's really about letting my body move and being kind to myself and realizing that I can do hard things.
Yeah.
And for someone that I had zero movement in my life, I was at a desk for 20 years, basically. And then to go to these classes, it's really for any fitness level. And I know a lot of people are very intimidated by Orange Theory, but you can start at any fitness level and progress. You don't have to be a size 4 and like build or whatever. You don't have to run a 7-minute mile to be able to go to Orange Theory. You can walk. So it really is for everyone. And it's changed my life. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. I did Orange Theory for a couple of months, actually. I have a fitness journey that I'm really proud and really grateful that I've been doing it for like 15 years as similar as a way to just get out of the house, get me out of the job. And I was like, I needed some actually like outings and connect with people. And then it found my way. And I, for me, it's the bar and yoga, but like bar has been like the one constant that I do. Before that, I was like, I moved to a new place and I didn't do the research of like finding the bar studio. And I was like, well, there's an Orange Theory. So I took it and I lost my walking stamina. I lived in New York for a long time. So I was walking most of the time, like 3 to 5 miles a day. And like, I moved to Florida, I walk like a block, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You drive everywhere here.
Yeah. So that was helped me to just build the walking stamina. I was like, I'm not a runner. I have like tight stuff. But it was really nice to know, like, I can just, like, walk and get a really good workout.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's, like, and you can do it at any level. Like, it's not, like, the sense of, like, you have to compete with others. I think a lot of times we think of, like, we're in a studio and everyone's paying attention to us. Nobody's paying attention to you.
No one is paying attention to you. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's the thing. No one cares. They care about themselves. They're competing with themselves. It's fine.
Yeah. And so the other part is like you find community, you find a place where you get a distraction, but you also release the energy, energy, the stress. Like it's such a good stress reliever just to go out and just do it. Like,
absolutely.
I think fitness is like find your fitness, find the thing that works for you and just keep honoring that, honoring yourself by doing it. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. You just have to find what works for you.
Right. And so many people have asked me, like, how do you get started? I'm like,
just go.
You just go. Just go. Like, when my husband travels, I have to change my schedule. And if that means I have to wake up at 4 a.m. to go that day, then I'm going to. I'm just going to go and I'm going to commit to it. Because even though it sucks to wake up that early, you'll be so happy afterwards that you did it. And then you're done for the day.
Yeah.
But just go. Just set your alarm and go. And you'll be happy about it.
Yeah, just go. So, I'm so excited. So, we've got some book recommendations. We're going to talk about rom-coms, which I love. It's one of those areas where I am a rom-com contemporary reader all along. I do dabble in some dark romance. And my friends in the Under the Covers will be teaching me paranormal. But my first love is contemporary, and especially rom-coms. I like something that's actually funny, that's fun. That's not too many trigger warnings. So
right.
I just need an escape. And like, my life is terrible. Like, I have terrible shit. I'm like, I don't want to have like to be reading terrible shit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I love to have fun reading. And I think a lot of rom-coms are very relatable.
Yeah.
It's not always a billionaire or whatever. You can find a lot of relatable things in a rom-com and they just make me happy. Like, why not? Laugh and smile when you're reading. Not everyone wants to cry. I think I might cry in the book I'm reading right now. But I mean, why not have fun? And it doesn't have to be like slapstick or anything. Like you think Abby Jimenez, I think she's rom-com. But she's got a lot of sensitive topics in her book as well. And there's a really great balance there.
Yeah. So I read some of your book, or we just got an insight of what you're recommending. So I'm very excited because these books are rave books to read, recommend, and they're available. Most of them are easily available in the library, or like, you can actually get them like quickly. So you're not, you don't have to be like waiting in line for the latest release. Let's get to the first recommendation, which is A Friends to Lovers, and it's by one of our common favorite author duo, Christina Loren.
Yes. So also, you're going to have to remind me of the books I put on the survey because I totally just spaced out. But Josh and Hazel's Guide to Not Dating is one of my absolute ultimate rom-coms. The audio, I think, is fantastic. They knew each other from college. He was her TA. And she's just pure chaos. Just stuff that happens to them. And I can just hear Josh's narration about like when she makes a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for them and things like that. It's just so fun, and how they come back to being friends and then accidental roommates, and they're trying to find dates for each other through the whole thing. And it's, wait a second, maybe I do love this person. Maybe I do love my best friend. And I love Friends to Lovers too. I just think, I don't know. I just love the whole organic moving of friends and then figuring out that they do actually love each other and not necessarily have pined for the other person. But it's just, I feel like Josh and Hazel is a great feel-good rom-com.
It is. I love the fact they go on dates and they just like accept each other's dates and stuff. You know what's a good book companion? Like, it's, if you like the similar vibes, is Lynn Painter's The Love Wager. They have a similar vibe of actually going on dates and actually going dissecting the dates and then realizing, like, actually, we can be friends. We can be lovers, too. So
I read one from Lynn Painter that did give me Josh and Hazel vibes. And now I forget which one it is. But she spills her coffee on him in the beginning. And that was their meet cute.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Yeah, she has like some really good, it's like a really similar vibes and stuff. They're more, Christina Loren tends to be more spicier if you're looking for more of that scale. But they have like a fun banter for a rom-com. I think both Christina Loren and Lynn love rom-coms like of the 90s, 2000s. And I feel like they honor the genre and they try to give us that kind of like good feel-good movie that we have grow up watching into a book form.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
What else can you ask?
exactly.
So, okay. So the next one is a stand-up comedian, another Friends to Lovers.
Oh, yes. So that one is Funny Feelings by Tara DeWitt. And that one released as indie, but it got picked up by a publisher. And that was my first Tara DeWitt book. And I've heard about it. I've seen it on Bookstagram. And then someone said something about the heroine being chaotic and like, sign me up, because I just love not necessarily messy rom-coms, but I love someone that's just, their life is just wild and they find themselves in these crazy situations. And at one point in this book, the heroine is laying out by her pool in her apartment building or at her apartment building. And she's got a bathing suit on that's like a hairy chest man.
Yeah.
But it's this slim cut bathing suit for her. And it's just like the funniest scene that I could ever think of. I remember laughing out loud. But I mean, he's always loved her, but he's her manager and she's a stand up comedian and he's a single dad. And it's just so good.
Oh, it's
just
so good. It's so good. Yeah. And the child is so cute.
I know.
Sometimes children can be like, and nuances, but sometimes they can be really cute and great to the story. And this was a great child to the story. Like, it added a lot of value to be a single dad. And
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, all right. The next one is one of your besties. Is it Addicted?
Sweet Addiction by Jay Daniels. Yes. So I read that book kind of when it first came out in 2014. And I think it definitely stands a test of time. I mean, that book is 10 years old now. And it's about Dylan, female, who is a baker in Chicago, and they have a really cute meet cute. She meets Reese at the wedding of her ex-boyfriend, and she baked the wedding cake.
Yeah.
And there's an adorable meet cute. He's an accountant, so he's like the sexy numbers guy. And it's super spicy. I would say it's borderline erotica. But yeah, I mean, it's just, she's a little naive. He was a little bit older. I think there's like a 6-year age gap, but I just love it. I love that it's set in Chicago and Reese will basically do anything for her. There's a little bit of a miscommunication, but not anything that will make you not want to read it. It's just a little hiccup, and that's like the crisis point. But yeah, it's a great book. And then right after it is Sweet Possession, which is their follow-up. You can read Sweet Addiction by itself. It's not a cliffhanger, but Sweet Possession is basically their HEA. And yeah, it's great. I just love it. And like I said, I think it stands the test of time, and it's just a really fun book, and it has a great playlist on Spotify.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is one of those. Sweet Addiction was one of those books when I started reading romance in 2016. Mm-hmm. It was one of those like seminal texts I had to read. Addicted series, the J. Daniel, like there were like the L. Kennedy. Yeah. Like there were seminal texts that I had to read at that point. And this was one of them. And then I ended up reading the Alabama series afterwards because I was like, well, I got to read the whole backlist. Like, what else can
exactly,
I do?
Exactly.
So,
oh my gosh.
So if you like Small Town, the Alabama series is just as good.
It is just as good. And I know so many people love Small Town. And I mean, this series hits on every single level. They're not cowboys, but it's like back roads, big trucks. They go to the local bars or swimming holes, and it's like the epitome of small town, Alabama. Yeah, I definitely think if you have not read the Alabama Summer series, you will not be disappointed.
And it's a summer series, so it's like a perfect
exactly.
beach read. Like, what yes. else? Yeah, awesome. All right, the final book is A Surprise Pregnancy. I have not read it. It's an author that was indie that actually got picked up.
Yes, Out on a Limb. Okay, so that, it's definitely one of my favorite books of 2023. Their meet cute is, I really, really recommend it. They meet at a Halloween party, and Winifred, she's got a little hand like the author. It's called a limb differential. So she's got a small hand, and she's dressed as a pirate. Mm-hmm. And the hero is also dressed as a pirate, and they meet like around the punch bowl, and it turns out that he has a prosthetic leg. Like, he lifts his pants and he's got like this wooden stuff, and it's just fantastic. And their first scene, because it is a surprise pregnancy, so it's like a one night stand, it's so spicy. But because I think, well, Hannah Bonham Young writes with so much care in her books, no matter what, but because she wrote Win with the same limb difference that she has, so she had so much expertise in that area. But just knowing little nuances for that disability representation was just so special. And like, why Bo has had to have his leg amputated, it actually hit home for me personally with what his background was. But it is a rom-com. And I mean, just them getting to know each other because they had a one-night stand, and he's just the ultimate cinnamon roll, and it's just so good.
I love this. Yeah. Those are books. That book is on my TBR list. Oh, ever-growing TBR list. Like, a reader.
The audio is also fantastic.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to pick the audio and stuff. The audios are available. I think they're on Hoopla.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're looking for a quick audio, like you instantly borrow Hoopla has them. And then what's the book that you're reading that you think is going to make you cry?
Rainfall by Allison Rhimes.
Okay. That's surprising. See, right?
It's a secret baby, basically. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, so
I love the match.
I think I knew a little bit, but I love going in blind. But once I got to chapter 3, I was like, my heart fell, because I knew that this was like, because they start off as they're together, their boyfriend and girlfriend when they're teenagers. And then you get to chapter 3 and you're like, oh God, this is going to be bad. And so now I'm at like chapter six and I kind of want to take the day off so I can read it because it's going to be so, so good. But yeah, it's hockey. She works for the organization, but she's also the coach's daughter. And he is a player, but she saw him playing growing up and they were teenage boyfriend and girlfriend. So now he's got to get her back.
Oh my gosh. I think Allison Rice does know how to write some groveling scenes.
This is my first book from her. I realized who she was because she used to be a bookstagrammer.
Yeah.
And she ran a couple book signings as well. I'm like, oh, that's the same person. But the angst is like off the charts.
Yeah. You just sold me on that. So I'm going to bump that up.
It's on audio also.
Perfect. Even better. Because I'm right now listening. I'm in my listening era. I'm like, I can't be bothered.
So
Whisper Sync is going all the way.
Oh my God. So good.
So good. So Sarah, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me at Dragonfly Reads on Instagram. I tried to get into TikTok, but that didn't happen. So yeah, I'm always on Instagram, Dragonfly Reads. I love to chat in my DMs. And yeah, that's it. It's a lot of fun over there.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.